You may or may not known that at the end of the war for independence, there were 3,000 freed slaves in New York, all of whom had been living free under British protection. It's very good in one's sort of dotage, or what Gore Vidal calls rather beautifully the springtime of one's senility, to be reminded about the vast, you know, plateaus of ignorance that one has. Whose version of freedom in the 19th century, in the 1800s, gets more usefully delivered to the rest of the world? John Stuart Mill's and Mr. Gladstone's, or Jefferson's and Lincoln's and so on? The other view of history is the sort of view where you simply look in the mirror and say, aren't I wonderful, is classically the view that dictatorships and sort of vain empires have. So how amazing to create the first great classic. Herodotus, fine, but Thucydides is really the first great classic, as an exercise in brutally honest self-criticism. But that showed how grown up they already were. My parents are not paying $25,000 a year in order for me to be more confused at the end of your lecture than I was at the beginning. And I said, yes, Winthrop, they are. It's called an education. 1 week after his master gets up and says, give me liberty or give me death, says to himself, one assumes, I think I have liberty, and goes as fast as he possibly can to the British. Same thing was true of one of George Washington's favourite slaves. There are people on the British side who indeed follow through with humanitarian sincerity, but the policy starts as an act of pure military desperation. Independence was a sort of rich man's plaything, really, as far as these smallholders with two or three or four slaves were concerned. When George Washington calls Lord Dunmore that arch traitor to humanity for presuming to free the slaves, it is absolutely about protecting the slaveholding world. The deal that Lord Dunmore offered was only to slaves leaving rebel plantations. Basically, my role in life is to A, abolish the phrase social studies and replace it by history, and B, sort of, I don't know, threaten McGraw-Hill with, I don't know, sarcasm. He researches every single piece of case history and comes to the conclusion that it was illegal to be a slave in Britain itself.